Artwork about his work, a devotion on the painting Head of Christ by Warner Elias Salmon. Hanging in the rear of the sanctuary and in the assistant pastor's office at Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, are framed prints of the world-famous painting entitled Head of Christ. The painting originated as a charcoal sketch entitled Son of Man that was rendered for the cover of the Evangelical Covenant Church's magazine Covenant Companion. Warner Salmon claimed that the inspiration for the initial sketch came at about 2 o'clock a.m. in a miraculous vision, a spiritual picturization of Christ's portrait. He had been commissioned to paint the cover of the Covenant Companion for the February edition in 1924. Faced with an impending deadline and a devastating case of artist's block, the artist had prayed to the Lord, seeking for some image that would catch the eye and convey the message of the Christian gospel on the magazine's cover. The initial sketch was later rendered in oil on canvas in 1935 and reproduced by the artist in 1940. By the 1990s, the 1940 reproduction had been reproduced over a half a billion times and had gained global recognition as a work of Christian devotional art. The painting is claimed to have become the basis for the visualization of Jesus for millions of people. While the work done on reproducing the face of Jesus from the Shroud of Turin might deny the historical accuracy of Salmon's painting, what cannot be denied is the widespread appreciation for the work of art and its adorning the worship spaces in various Christian denominations. The divine inspiration of the painting's imagery might be questionable, but the artist managed under pressure to produce an image that has served to convey the message of the Christian faith, Christ given and shed for sinners. When a viewer looks intently upon the portrait, one sees in the face of Jesus a look of sheer determination and unfailing love. The image renders the intent of Christ to pay the price for all sin and rescue sinners from their eternal peril. When we find ourselves in dire straits, with failing flesh and anxious thought, when our own works fail to soothe our burdened conscience, and the hours of our life are close to being spent, when we find ourselves against the clock, and we lack the assurance of well-being within ourselves, it is in the clutches of desperation that we know the need for salvation, the need to be rescued by the strong hand of the Lord, who is our only hope. The image of the painting brings to mind the voice of Christ, speaking from the Scriptures, "I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the full propitiation, the full price paid for all sin, to redeem and save sinners in their desperation, looks into the distance in the portrait, to the hill upon which he gave his life as a ransom for sinners. We look to him in our desperation, when the world proves to us that it is not our home, and we find no true comfort or rest in this place. We look to Christ when all else fails us, and in this painting we see the faint outline of a communion host upon his forehead and a chalice on his right temple. As Christians, we look to the Lord's Supper as that means by which he gives us in his body and blood the complete forgiveness of our sin, the full benefit of our Lord's determined sacrifice. In times of trouble, We look to our Lord to help us. We seek His word to comfort and assure us of our place with Him in eternal paradise. His determination in the face of absolute adversity. His love for us who were as yet His enemies. His work of saving us and giving us life through His death. That is what gazes out into the distance from the painting, encouraging the remembrance of the gospel to countless saints over the last century. The painting brings to mind the words of Psalm 121, as translated in the King James Version of Holy Scripture. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen, Lord, let it be so.